Go! Just go! Turn green so I can go! Just go! Thank you!
Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining me on this walk back here. I'm your host, Mike. Today I want to talk to you about something that just irritates the heck out of me. And I do it myself. Okay. I set a goal and I do all this planning and I do all this stuff. And then I just get aggravated because I can't do it right now. And I say, forget it. I just waste all my time. And I just wasted all my energy, all my resources, all my time. Just to say, you know what? Screw it. I don't want to do it anymore because somebody upset me. Oh, somebody upset me. Or usually it's me because I can't do it right now. I can't do this right now. So you're not going to do it at all. You know, my kids throw temper tantrums like that too, and I don't like it. But when I do it, it's okay. So I kind of have a double standard. But so that's what I do, and I don't like it. And it irritates the heck out of me when I do that. So I want to talk to you about your goals. Okay, my goals. I've got lots of stuff happening this year. I'm setting up for another huge project. And to be honest, it's kind of freaky. Kind of freaky. It's going to cost a lot of money, cost a lot of time, some stuff that I've never done before. But it's going to be fun. I'm going to bring you along for the ride. So that'll be even more fun for everyone, not just myself. So big project coming up this year. You can stay tuned for more on that. And I'll let you know. Hopefully shooting for this fall. Okay, so fall is when it's going to roll out this project. So stay tuned for that. It'll be super duper exciting because honestly... See, I get distracted by the littlest things. Because honestly, it's going to be something. It's going to be something awesome and something scary. And I'm really excited about it. Kind of upset that I can't do it right now. But as of my day, I'd be done. I'd be like, all right, let's go. But I know that if it's going to be something good, something that lasts, something that is... Just, if it's going to be something that grows and lasts and just, I'm talking legacy here. And if it's going to be something that is like that, it's going to take time. You can't just do it overnight. You can't just think of the idea and let it sit. And that's the other thing. You know, there's a saying out there that a cemetery is the richest piece of real estate out there. The most expensive piece of real estate out there, because there's so many books that are unwritten. There are so many ideas, inventions that aren't invented because somebody had an idea, but they just didn't start. They couldn't just take that step to go. And that's where we're at today. I wanted to talk to you. My intro is a little funny, I know, but you know, let's talk about that. You know, they call that road rage, right? Just go, just move. Well, what if you got that irritated with life, and you use that as fuel to extend your dreams and to go after your dreams with that same passion, with that same desire, because that's what you need to do. You know, they always say, oh, it doesn't matter how you start, it matters. It just matters how you finish. But you still have to start the race. You still have to go. Now, those are not my words. I was listening to a podcast. I don't sure which one, but they're not mine, so I'm not taking credit for it. But that really resonated with me. Because you still have to start. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You're like, well, that's not that far. I just get on the airplane and go. Well, you still got to put your foot out the front door to get on the plane, right? So, get out there. Get out moving. I don't care if it's writing another idea on a piece of paper. Be excited about your idea. And in the infancy, I think I said that right, during the beginning, for those of you who know that I take better pictures than I can talk, but in the beginning of your idea, don't tell everybody. Don't tell everybody. So, because then, once you tell everybody, they'll be like, well, that's a terrible idea. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't do that. You're never going to make money on it. You'll never be successful. And your excitement, your internal excitement, is going to clash with that external negativity. And you're not going to do it because you're like, oh, I'm at a standstill. Well, yeah, you're at a standstill. You hit a brick wall because you told everybody. And some people thought it was a good idea. And some people didn't. And some people are jealous because you had the idea and nobody else had the idea. So, sorry. As you can see, I'm passionate about my ideas. So when you get passionate, bottle that up, man. Keep that in you. Right? And just keep working. Tell one, two, maybe three people. But three people that you know that are on your side, that are, you know, are going to be there for you. Because let's face it, you're going to get that negativity from yourself. You're going to be like, oh, this is dumb. This is dumb. But having that trusted person or two that you know, say, you know what? I need you to believe in me. And I need you to believe in me for when I'm not going to believe in myself. Have faith for me because you love me, because you know me, because you, above all things, you're rooting for my success. I've got a couple people like that. My wife is being one of them. And all my good ideas, I tell her first. Most of them, except, you know, there's that one good idea, but, you know, that was my proposal. I couldn't tell you first. If you're watching this, honey, sorry. But I know that I've got some people that have my back no matter what, that will love me, that will support me in all of my crazy ideas. And let's face it, I have a million of them. When the COVID pandemic hit, I was going to make masks. I went out and bought a bunch of HEPA vacuum bags. I still have a bunch of HEPA vacuum bags on my shelf. I have no idea what I'm going to do with it because my vacuum doesn't take a bag. So, you know, just saying. But that was my idea. I was going to hustle. I was going to hustle and make masks. So I've always got a hustle in mind, right? But those quick hustles, they don't produce much. You know, a couple pennies here, a couple dollars there. And they add up if you can scale them. But those ideas that you know, you're like, oh, I just know that this is a good idea. I just know it. Because it's been done, but it hasn't been done with my style, with my flair. But I know that this is a good idea. Be passionate about your ideas. Don't be afraid to start. I don't care if it's one thing. Start it. Write it down. You know, if you have the new awesome whistles, make a prototype. Make a drawing. You know, if you're in a restaurant, make a recipe. Your dream is to have a restaurant or a food business, start by writing your recipes down. If your dream is to write a book, start writing sentences down. Doesn't matter if they're any good, you can always perfect them later. My wife likes to say, you can't edit a page that's not written, which means you can always go back and edit your pages, but you gotta write something down. A book starts with one word, with the first letter. Once upon a time, you got to write that O down, you know, followed by the N, the C, the E. Once. Now you have one word. Your book may only have one word in it right now, but just by putting that one word, that first sentence, down on a piece of paper, you are so far and so much further than all the people that said, I want to write a book. But they never write down a sentence. They want to write a book. I want to write a book. I want to be famous. I want to be here. I want to write a book. Huh? Why haven't you started? Well, I've got good ideas. Okay. Have you written any of them down? Well, no. Well, you can't expect to write a book if you can't write a sentence. So start. Go for it. It's better, you know, the old Shakespeare, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Well, it's better to have tried and failed than to have never tried at all. It's better to try and fail than to have never tried at all. Start. Go. If you need validation, this is it. Go. If you need inspiration, this is it. Go. If you need accreditation, go. If you need a coffee, bring me one too. But just go get it and bring it back. And it better be hot when it gets here because I need some coffee. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Youper podcast. This is the Youper. Live on location. Stay tuned. We're doing lots of stuff this year. We're doing lots of new projects. Big projects, little projects, but lots of projects. This is the place to be. And you can start your own project today. Hello. Yeah, I'm looking at you. This is me. Looking at you. Go do something. Start your dream. Start your business. Start your book. Start your hustle. But just go. Right now is your time. Be blessed.